2020.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up on, we'll come up here in just a few minutes. I'll give you another update on Rebecca Jones. She's the Democrat candidate running against Matt Gaetz in the Congressional District 1. I talked about her a little bit yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour and a bit in the 6 o'clock hour, but we have some new updated information that came out today, so I'll bring that up here in just a minute. First, top three stories. Queen Elizabeth II passed away today at the age of 96, and the thoughts and the prayers and the sentiments are pouring in now, and so formerly Prince Charles is now King Charles at age 73 years old. And then U.S. Weekly job claims have fallen to a 3-month low. We'll be talking about that a lot more tomorrow on our jobs report. And the Washington, D.C. mayor has declared a public emergency over migrant arrivals from Texas and Arizona. Same time that the 18th county along the border has declared an invasion of the southern border. So I think it's, I don't even know. I don't want to say it's funny. I don't want to say it's hypocritical. I don't know what it is. But the fact that these mayors of like Chicago and Washington, D.C. are pitching a fit over these migrants coming to their town, when these border states have been, I mean, for almost two decades have been complaining about it's just too much. It's a burden on our communities, and they're like, yeah, whatever. It's not a burden. You guys are just fine down in Texas and Arizona. And then now they're like, you know what? Fine. Instead of them being a burden on our community, we're going to take them to your community. And now they're like, state of emergency. You guys are heartless. How could you bring them to our city? It was like, you're not doing anything to secure the border to, oh boy. So I don't know what it is, but it kills me. All right. Those are your top three stories. Real quick here. Hurricane Danielle is now Tropical Storm Danielle, as it has reduced down. It's just kind of hovering out there in the Atlantic still, but like I said, it's supposed to get a move on, and then it's going to be headed towards Western Europe by Saturday, by the weekend, and it'll be a tropical storm, maybe even tropical depression by the time it hits that area. Tropical Storm Earl, Hurricane Earl is now about right even with Bermuda, but it's east of Bermuda. So it looks like Bermuda's getting a lot of rain and getting some wind, but they're not getting the full hurricane strength winds, which is very good. And this Earl is still expected to develop into a major hurricane in the next day or so. Then we've got this other system that's way out there in the middle of the Atlantic that's headed westward towards us, 70% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. There's another one off the coast of Africa, 30% chance of formation over the next 5 days for that one. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we've got this. I got an update on Rebecca Jones. So she's the congresswoman, she's the candidate who is running for Congress in Congressional District 1. And yesterday, the big story that came out was that her court date for her cybersecurity charges is coming up January 23rd. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. January 23rd, that is after the, that's after the next, oh, I mean, it's after the general election. So with that means she technically could win the election, and then in January 3rd, she could get sworn in as the newest member of Congress, and then 20 days later, have a trial for cybersecurity charges, and if she's found guilty, she could go to jail. And I'm like, okay. And like yesterday I was saying, this is kind of how messed up our first congressional district is right now. The actual Republican candidate is Matt Gaetz, who is the incumbent, who's being investigated right now for possible trafficking charges, alleged trafficking charges. What if he's indicted? Right? So what if he's a congressman, he wins the election in November, and he ends up getting indicted on this? And what if he ends up being, you know, going to trial and found guilty, and then our congressman goes to jail? If he loses to Rebecca Jones, and she ends up having her trial pertaining to cybersecurity charges, and she goes to jail. Like, that's our candidates right now. One of them is alleged to have done one thing. The other one's alleged to have done something else. Both of them could face jail time if they're guilty. I mean, it's a big if for both of them, but still, that's kind of like, whoa. So now word came out today that Rebecca Jones has turned down a plea deal pertaining to this cybersecurity crime charges. Oh boy. Okay. So she believes it's politically motivated, that even the plea deal is politically motivated. She'd rather go to trial and risk jail. She says this is still political retribution from Governor Ron DeSantis. And look, I don't know all of the details. I don't. But there are some things I do know. And there are some things that just common sense tells you as well. And I just don't, I don't know. I don't know Rebecca Jones. Maybe need to get her on the show or something like that and try to get to know her better and try to understand kind of the way she thinks about stuff. I'm sure she can't talk about her case. But the fact is, I remember being very critical of her back when she hit national headlines for saying that the Florida Department of Health and Governor DeSantis were trying to manipulate COVID data numbers to make it look like it wasn't as bad as what it really was. And her reasoning behind that at the time was because I'll put numbers in, because remember, she calls herself a data scientist. She's just a data enterer. So she's like, I would put numbers into the dashboard system. And then a few days later, they would come in and go, hey, we need you to revise those numbers. And they were always less, was her argument. And since they're always less, they were trying to make it look like fewer people were dying from COVID than actually were. And back then I said, actually, they just try to get the numbers in so quickly, they didn't have time to vet the numbers. So they vet them, and then a few days later they go, hey, so about four of the people that we had died from COVID actually died from heart attacks. They just happened to test for COVID, positive for COVID when they came into the hospital. But they came to the hospital in the first place because of a heart attack. So they didn't die from COVID. And so you need to fix that number. They weren't giving her the explanations about why. They were just saying, fix the numbers. And she said, you're trying to manipulate the data. She made national media attention. Why would a data analyst make national media attention for something like that? Because the mainstream media was looking for a reason to take down Ron DeSantis. And so they just took it. And even though the common sense tells you something not right here. And then we get into her legal case. I'll get into that in a second. We got to get a traffic update real quick with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our interstates throughout Pensacola are seeing extremely slow-moving traffic. This is due to an accident that happened on I-10 at Pensacola Boulevard, closing off a lane, and it's just causing major delays throughout I-10 westbound, and it's backing up all the way onto I-110. On I-110, you'll start seeing those delays in the northbound direction right around Brett Lane, and it's going to continue all the way up until you either get off at Davis or go, if you're going westbound, you're still going to see those delays until you get past exit 10, which is Pensacola Boulevard. So keep that in mind. If that's the direction you're going, you may want to get off the interstate as soon as you can and take an alternative route. We're also seeing slowdowns in the surrounding area due to the interstate being so slow moving. So that's going to also be northbound on Davis Highway, as well as Palafox Street and 29, all slow moving. So keep that in mind. Again, heavy, heavy, heavy traffic on our interstates throughout Pensacola. Also seeing extremely slow traffic on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze proper, and that's going to continue all the way through the Nature Preserve in the eastbound direction. We do have an accident at Gondolier Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So getting back to this Rebecca Jones case, so she gained nationwide attention in 2020 after being fired from her Florida Department of Health position because she said that they manipulated data about the COVID-19 cases and deaths. So I was saying, okay, and they didn't explain to her why they needed to change the numbers, but the reason why is because they got further information from coroner's offices and whatever from the hospital saying, yeah, so the numbers we gave you last week about 50 deaths pertaining to COVID-19, well, they weren't. It was only 35. And because we've assessed it now, and just because they tested positive, we just took everybody that tested positive if they died, and we just said they died of COVID. But now if we had time to do autopsies and blah, 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 we found that some of them didn't die from COVID, they died from other things. And so that was one of the things. So the second part of it, though, is so first going on with this, a state inspector general report released earlier this year found no evidence of wrongdoing from the Florida Department of Health. But she still has a case where she's suing for wrongful termination. All right. So there's that, which I said, just common sense tells me she was not wrongfully terminated. She just does not understand how things work. And then second thing was, okay, she's like, okay, well, I'm going to create my own dashboard. And my dashboard will be accurate. A couple months later, you read reports about her house got seized, and they confiscated all of her computer equipment, her cell phone, and stuff like this. And she immediately came out and says, this is Governor DeSantis targeting me because I've been speaking out about his corruption of changing the numbers. And I was on the air and going to go, or you built a dashboard using data that you weren't supposed to be privy to from the Department of Health. And that's why they're confiscating the information. Well, it turns out that is the allegations. They're saying she was accessing Department of Health records and Department of Health servers in order to get those numbers in order to build her dashboard. That's illegal. And so she's being charged with cybersecurity crimes. She still is maintaining that she's just being that this is all politically motivated and this is political retribution against her. Like I said, I do not know Rebecca Jones, and I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I try, but sometimes people are just not smart, and this just seems like a not smart person because everything that keeps coming out about this is like, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that doesn't make sense, and it just keeps going on like that, and now she turned down the plea deal, so now she's possibly going to go to jail. It's like, oh, my goodness, and here's a chance here. What if, like, I just threw a scenario out. So what if Congressman Gates gets indicted in the next 2 or 3 months, in the next 2 months, and decides, now that I've been indicted for these allegations against me, maybe I'll go ahead and step down after I won't run for reelection. So if he steps down, it's Rebecca Jones' seat. She'll be the congresswoman. She gets sworn in January 3rd. And then January 23rd, she has her trial case. And all of a sudden, oh, my goodness. She goes to jail. I'm like, oh my, it's wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you would like to share your thoughts or opinions, text or call 850-437-1620. Come up here next, Top Trending News. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Got a text here says you can read all of her charges against her on her Wikipedia page. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, I went there. Yo, she's got a little bit of a history. I didn't realize that. So thanks for the little tip. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, and it's presented by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Let me tell you about Christina Leavenworth. Now, we know how crazy the real estate market has been the last year or two. But if you're looking to sell your home, you need to call Christina. Now, she sells more homes for more money than anybody else around our area. And how does she do that? Well, she's got pre-qualified buyers. They are lined up. They're looking for homes. They're ready to buy. So if you've got one to sell, give Christina a call, 850-723-9158. Again, that number, 850-723-9158. Christina and her team can sell your home quickly. Give her a call today. Find out what she can do for you. It's 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Now on to top trending news. World leaders, past and present today, reacting to the death of Queen Elizabeth. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tweeting today that he learned of the news with, quote, deep sadness. He says it's an irreparable loss. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown tweeted that the Queen served the UK to the last. And in a statement today, U.S. President Joe Biden called Queen Elizabeth a stateswoman of unmatched dignity and constancy. The long-serving monarch was 96 when she passed today. Public defender is going to represent the man accused of kidnapping and killing Aliza Fletcher in Memphis.
Cleotha Henderson was in court today. That's where a judge denied a motion for the public defender's office to be removed from the case because of a conflict of interest due to previous representation of Henderson in a prior kidnapping case. Henderson is accused of kidnapping Fletcher on Friday, and her body was found Monday. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Squid Game star Lee Jung-jae now joining the cast of the new Disney Plus series, The Acolyte. Variety reports that he'll be starring alongside Amanda Stenberg in the new show.
All right. And that came out today as part of the Disney Plus Day thing?
It's expected to release next year.
Okay, it's a next year thing. Gotcha. Okay. All right. It's Pence Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Still looking tough on the roads right now. So we had an accident that happened on I-10. This is in the westbound direction at Pensacola Boulevard. That is exit 10. It looks like it has cleared up at the scene of the accident, but we do have one ambulance still on scene, but all the lanes are open. But still just seeing the heavy delays throughout the interstate due to that accident that we had earlier. Backing up on I-10 westbound, right around I-110, as well as on I-110 northbound, is extremely slow moving. It's starting to improve, but definitely seeing still just extremely slow moving traffic since that happened a little while ago. As well as the surrounding areas, northbound on Davis is slow moving. North Palafox, East Burgess Road in 29, seeing slow traffic throughout the around the interstate, and seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90 around East Olive Road. That's going to be Scenic Highway. Lastly, seeing some slight slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze proper. That's going to be going in the eastbound direction as you're moving towards the nature preserve. So keep all those places in mind. It's been real rainy, so use some caution on the roads. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by All Pro Tune-Up. Cross from the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality workmanship servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pence Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, do you know how to recognize human trafficking? I don't. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Pence Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Do you know how to recognize law enforcement? Human trafficking. I know law enforcement has been trained on this, but that's about it. Ashley Moody, the state attorney general here, she is organizing training for Floridians, particularly those in transportation and busing, on how to look out for human trafficking. I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Likes musicals and just be a guy who likes musicals. Nope, you're gay.
Like, what? No, I'm not.
Like, yes, you are. You just need to accept who you are. I do accept who I am. I'm a boy who likes musicals.
on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi. Fiesta Five Flags Seafood Festival is Friday, September 23rd through September 25th. Savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola during the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival, presented by Fiesta Pensacola, or produced by Fiesta Pensacola. The festival is one of the largest arts and craft fairs in Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. So be sure to check out the Pensacola Seafood Festival or Fiesta Five Flags Seafood Festival, September 23rd through the 25th. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Starting off with the Queen Elizabeth II passing away today at the age of 96. So she's 70 years. Queen Elizabeth was on the throne before she passed away. Now Prince Charles takes over the throne as King Charles at 73 years old. Then U.S. weekly job claims have fallen to a three-month low. We'll cover more of that on our jobs report tomorrow. And Washington, D.C.'s mayor has declared a public emergency over the migrant arrivals from Texas and Arizona, as the 18th county along the border has declared an invasion along the southern border. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. Starting off with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos did not play last night because they had it didn't get rained out. It's more like it they just said the ground was too wet. So it rained earlier, wasn't able to dry off enough, so the ground was too wet. They weren't able to play the game. They're going to make it up tomorrow, so they'll have a doubleheader tomorrow. Right now, or tonight, though, 6:15, they'll be playing the Tennessee Smokies in Tennessee. You can catch the game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. And then college football. Tonight, you've got the... Central Florida. You got Central Florida playing Louisville tonight at 6:30 on ESPN2. And then at 8 o'clock tonight on CBS Sports Network is Boise State against New Mexico. And then Major League Baseball tonight is right now the Washington Nationals beat the Cardinals earlier today. The Reds beat the Cubs. Brewers beat the Giants. Sorry, Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Phillies tonight. And on ESPN Plus, if you want to check out some baseball, at 6:05, the Twins are playing the Yankees. But of course, tonight is the kickoff of the NFL season. At 7:20 tonight on NBC, Buffalo Bills will be taking on the LA Rams. So looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to the NFL coming back here. Then let's see here. Major League Baseball, according to the reports, Major League Baseball is going to vote on rule changes on Wednesday. College football playoffs they announced that they're trying to expand the playoffs to 12 teams, but there's a lot of details they got to work out first. The Rams have announced a contract extensions for Snead and Sean McVay through 2026 season. New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson is out for 3 weeks now, at least. So initially they were saying he might make it for the home opener, or he might make it for the opener. Now they're saying he's going to be out for at least 3 weeks with his knee injury. Dak Prescott was limited in practice today after he tweaked his ankle. And Dabo Sweeney and Clemson have agreed to a new 10-year, $115 million deal. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some slow traffic throughout our area. First off, we're still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be the westbound direction. Our slowdowns have improved at the scene of the accident, but our delays are just moving with with the traffic. So now we're just seeing slowdowns between Pine Forest and 29. So keep that in mind. I-110 northbound is now looking good. We do have slow traffic on Davis. This is going to be northbound right near the interstate. So Creighton down to Airport is slow moving, as well as the intersection of North Palafox and Burgess Road. Also, we do have some slow traffic on Brent Lane. This is going to be westbound direction right by North W Street is where it starts to clear up. But you'll start seeing those slowdowns starting around North Palafox Street. Other than that, we are looking good throughout Highway 90. We have some slight slowdowns on Scenic. It's going to be right around Olive, and we're still seeing slowdowns on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, the NFL season starts tonight. So with that, there was a poll. There's only 1,000 adults. But a poll came out asking adults, who is your favorite football team, favorite NFL team? There was no really runaway favorite. Dallas Cowboys came in tops. Hey, they've been proclaiming that they're America's team for how many years now, right? And they did come in tops, 9%. Said that they're their favorite team. The Bears were a close second, though, at 8%, followed by the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers at 6%. The teams on the very bottom, unfortunately, my Tennessee Titans, followed by the Jacksonville Jaguars, coming in dead last. Some of the other poll results, only 21% of Americans say that they're very interested in the NFL. I'm one of those 21% for sure. 17% say that they're somewhat interested, 19% a little bit interested, 43% said they're not interested at all in the NFL, 42% of Americans say they'll watch games this season, 45% won't, the remaining 13% not sure if they'll watch a game or not, and only 10% plan to actually attend a game. That's it, only 10% plan to attend a football game. And with the season starting off, the American Gaming Association has a report out that says 46.6 million Americans will bet on NFL games in one way or another. That's right. They'll bet on NFL games in one way or another. That's almost one in five people who are old enough to gamble. That is a new record, and that's up 3% from last year. So gambling on the NFL trending upwards. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And other stories, real quick here. I have not covered a story from the Babylon Bee in a while, and this one just cracks me up. The Babylon Bee's headline: CDC warns of a new stealth COVID variant, where you test negative and you get no symptoms. Yeah, a quote from the article says, "This deadly variant has bypassed our most sophisticated tests by ingeniously becoming harmless to the human body." So this new variant is just ingenious. It's bypassed all of our tests because it's not harmless to the body. But this sneaky, sneaky stealth COVID. Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Plus, we'll have top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Stick around for that. Coming up next.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, I should sleep.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show, presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, October 27th, the Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashion is provided by Blue Teak, Gulf Coast Cabby Stylist, Dillard's, the Market Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters. The night begins at 5:30 with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and a silent auction, followed by a live auction and the fashion show. Sponsorships are available now. And for more details, go to our website, newsradio923.com. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, the construction is finally done now, and that new Bellevue Library going to be opening up next week. It's located over at 6425 Mobile Highway. The library, of course, has a neat-looking origami-inspired design, a lot of study rooms, computer rooms, that type of thing in there. And they're going to be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony next Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, yeah, there you go. So 11 o'clock, you said, yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, and just to clarify, that Babylon Bee article, Babylon Bee is a satirical website. If I want to laugh, I just go to Babylon Bee. It always has something there that'll make me laugh. And that was one of them today. There is... top stories at foxnews.com. Not surprisingly, it's all about Queen Elizabeth II. So top story is Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch and country's beloved leader for over 70 years, dies at 96. Then the next article, Charles ascends to the throne after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Next article, royal experts reveal the lasting legacy of Queen Elizabeth II's remarkable life. Next article, powerful sight over Buckingham Palace as mourners packed streets to pay tribute. The sight, since you can't see it, it shows Buckingham Palace and it has a big rainbow in the sky going over the palace. So it is pretty nice. So pretty much all the articles are pertaining to Queen Elizabeth II, which I gotta admit, I don't really understand. I mean, this is foxnews.com. Don't look at me like that, Gracie. I'm saying, I don't get it. She's not my queen. Why is this top story on foxnews.com? This is American news. She's not the queen of America. She's just some leader in some other country. Explain yourself, because I can tell you are conflicted about this statement.
Well, okay, I'm only really saying that because I was just texting you, here's some interesting facts about it. And then you're like, I don't really care about this. I was like, okay, unsend. But it's a big deal. Like, I don't know. I like the whole royalty thing. I understand that. Like, someone was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. I'm like, she didn't do any, this doesn't affect your day to day. But I do think it's interesting.
But you the whole royalty thing too and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I just don't follow any of the royalty stuff.
Yeah, when they got the royal wedding with Kate, I remember I was in fourth grade. I woke up at like 4:30 in the morning before school to watch it with my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know why. Just it's just interesting. Okay. And I will read some of the
the interesting facts that you have here about her after Traffic on the Fives. Go ahead.
Well, we're still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be in between Pine Forest and 29. Also, we do have some slow traffic on North Palafox Street. This is in the northbound direction at East Burgess Road. So, seeing slowdowns there. Also, on 29, right around West Detroit Boulevard, we have slowdowns in the northbound direction. So, keep that in mind. And still seeing slow traffic on Davis Highway northbound during right near the interstate, as well as East Olive Road at Whitmere Drive. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Yeah, I am pretty much unapologetic, jingoistic American all the way. I'm like, I'm very anti-royalty. That's why we left that country. And so that's why we started America. And it's like, forget royalty. So I've never understood the draw or anything like that with the whole royalty. And every time it's like big news in America, I'm like, why is this big news here? Like, she's not our queen. Whatever. I mean, when another member of if the royalty member, if the king or the queen of Samoa dies, we don't talk about it. What's the difference? There's a king and queen in Samoa and in Tonga. And we don't talk about them at all. What's the difference? How come British England's queen and king matter, and the king and queen and prince and princesses and the Polynesian islands don't matter? I'm just saying. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. But there are some interesting facts that Gracie shared with me here. She spent 7 decades on the throne, which is longer than the reigns of her father, uncle, grandfather, and great-grandfather combined. Wow. Okay, that is pretty impressive. She was born in 1926, therefore she is older or was older than sliced bread, penicillin, ballpoint pens, nylon, Velcro, the Slinky, and even the FM radio, like 92.3 and 95.3 FM. She reigned for nearly 30% of U.S. history. Okay, that's impressive. that's pretty impressive right there. Because you know that the people that mentored her probably remembered the early days of U.S. history. Like, think about that. The people who mentored her probably were like, yeah, 100 years ago. And you're like, what? So that's pretty impressive right there. So, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right. Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. The exposure to platinum can turn snails into their evolutionary descendants, the slug. Really? Wow, okay. All the insects in the world combined weight is 300 times more than all the people combined. That's bizarre. Because insects are so light, but that's just how many insects there are. The combined weight is 300 times more than all the people. It takes more than 52 gallons of water to make a latte. Because you have to factor in the water it takes to produce the coffee, the milk, the sugar, and the material for the cup, the sleeve, and the lid. So 52 gallons of water to make a cup, a latte. The sound of most toilet flushes is actually in the key of E flat. Never thought about that before, did you? The music all around us. What sound, what key is your toilet flushing in? All McDonald's quarter pounder patties start at 4.25 ounces, which is slightly over a quarter of a pound, but it's only 3 ounces when it's done cooking. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.